Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tini. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel yesterday. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. Addressing the Israeli Parliament, Knesset in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege and an honor to stand before the distinguished house." He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. Prime Minister Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on 7 October. He said, "Indians feel your pain and share their grief." He added that India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction, in this moment and beyond.
India stands with Israel firmly, with full conviction, in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism, with no double standards.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed profound admiration for Prime Minister Narendra Modi, describing him not just as a friend but a brother. Mr. Modi reached Tel Aviv yesterday afternoon on a two-day visit to Israel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been conferred with the Speaker of the Knesset Medal in recognition of his exceptional contribution to strengthening strategic relations between India and Israel. The Indian Prime Minister is the first leader to receive this medal, which is the highest honor of the Knesset, the Israeli Parliament. The award was conferred by Knesset Speaker Amir Ohana after Prime Minister Modi's address at the Israeli Parliament. Prime Minister Modi said that he accepts the medal of the Knesset with utmost humility and gratitude. The School Education Department has clarified that the mainstreamed SSA and RMSA teachers are currently receiving benefits under the latest 7th revision of pay, including scale pay and other admissible entitlements, and are governed by the same rules as regular state government employees. It stated that the budget head from which salaries are drawn is not determined by the employees. In a press release issued yesterday, the department reiterated that while the state government is making all efforts to ensure timely release of salaries and provision of the necessary budget, it is not within the prerogative of state employees to determine the budget head of account from which their salaries are to be drawn. The department said 2,293 teachers were originally appointed under the centrally sponsored schemes of SSA and RMSA with their salaries funded by the Government of India. However, they were mainstreamed into the state school education cadre on September 2, 2022 after fulfilling the criteria laid down by the Nagaland School Education Service Rules 2017 and with the approval of the state cabinet. It further stated that the demand of the 2010 and 2013 batch teachers seeking that their salaries be drawn from the state account head under the non-planned budget has been submitted to the department and taken up with the concerned authorities. The 40-hour mediation training program organized by the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, under the aegis of the Mediation and Conciliation Project Committee of the Supreme Court of India, concluded yesterday in Kohima. NSLSA Member Secretary Nico Akami said the training aimed to provide at least two counsels from each district of Nagaland with specialized mediation skills. He expressed optimism that cases referred by courts or those eligible for mediation would now be effectively handled through this alternative dispute resolution mechanism. During the intensive 40-hour program, senior trainers covered key aspects including the ground rules of mediation, conflict management and resolution, various types and processes of alternative dispute resolution, and the role of lawyers in mediation. Altogether, 26 mediators from 11 districts received their completion certificates. And Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements to facilitate smooth, safe and comfortable travel for passengers during the upcoming Holi festival. To manage the anticipated surge in passenger traffic, Railways has decided to operate 1,244 wholly special train trips across various railway zones till 18th of next month. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.